Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Top of the 9 o'clock hour on this Wednesday. John Johnson, Al Morgani, and Rhea Hughes, WIP Morning Show. Talking a lot about the Eagles, but of course about the Phillies, the hottest team in Major League Baseball, who won their sixth in a row, 11 of 12 last night with that 4-1 victory over the Fish. Nice enough to join us on the line to discuss all matters Philadelphia Phillies. He is a best-selling author, also covers a team for MLB.com. His name is Todd Zielecki. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. How are you?
Todd, I got to come clean with you, Todd. I think I'm starting to fall in love with this team, and it all starts with the skipper. So last night before the game, you know, the usual powwow that you guys would have with Rob Thompson. And when he's asked a question about his future as manager, if he's thought about beyond this year, even though it's off the cuff, he gives this well-thought-out answer and ends it with, "My father always told me, concentrate on today and tomorrow will take care of itself." I know it's simplistic, but I think I'm falling in love here.
Well, Rob has really done a tremendous job as interim manager, and I think if things keep going this way, at some point they'll remove that interim tag and just make him the manager going into next season. I've got to think. I mean, right now you're talking about a guy that probably won't be named NL Manager of the Year, but he probably will get a few votes, maybe some second place, third place votes. I'm thinking maybe Buck Showalter might be Manager of the Year, but he's done a tremendous job taking a team that was just dead in the water, lifeless. You know, you're talking about, are they going to be sellers at the trade deadline? And now you're sitting there today, they're in the second wild card spot, and you're thinking about Bryce Harper coming back and what that could mean and who it might play in the playoffs. It's a really good vibe right now down there at the ballpark and most definitely in the clubhouse. And Rob he's just a huge reason why. He's done really – players really relate to him well. He's pressed all the right buttons almost exclusively since he's gotten the job. I mean, that bullpen went from pretty terrible to very, very solid, you know, top 10 bullpen in baseball since he took over.
Todd, I was mentioning Destiny had posted some number, you know, Destiny Legardo from Phillies Nation posted that the Phillies blew 34 saves in 2021. They have 11 this season, 5 in the first 2 months.
Yeah.
It's astonishing.
Well, I mean, think about the 2020, too, yeah. And they had Hembree and Brandon Workman and David Phelps. I was looking at some of those numbers. Two of those three guys had ERAs over in the 10s and higher.
God.
You know, I mean, it's been amazing. And so what he has done is he's just really mixed and matched well. And he said, you know what, we're not going to go with the traditional closer. If it's the ninth inning and it's the heart of the lineup and this, we're going to go with Sir Anthony. If we're facing two out of three lefties, different part of the lineup, we're going to go with Brad Hand. And he's gotten Corey Knebel back. Alvarado has been fantastic since he got recalled. You know, you get David Robertson, who in his first appearance pitches a perfect ninth inning in Atlanta, and everything is going right now. And what a great feeling. And what a great feeling for the bullpen, and what a great feeling for the players on the field at the time. They don't have that sick feeling in their stomach that part of you thinks you're going to win. A big part of you thinks there's a very good chance they blow it. They don't have that feeling anymore.
Todd, Rob Thompson is obviously proving that he's a major league manager, and it certainly appears like he's going to be a really good one. How did he get overlooked so many times in New York? And if Girardi wasn't a disaster here, he never would have gotten an opportunity here. Was he just typecast?
I think he was typecast, yeah. And that is a great question, because if Joe Girardi had not gotten fired, I don't know that Rob Thompson would have ever gotten the rest of his life another managerial interview. In fact, he has said as much. He's like he had given up on being a manager. And I think that is because baseball is really big into like groupthink. And so now it is, we're going to hire a guy in his 40s, early 50s, with some playing experience, with no managerial experience, with no coaching experience. We're just going to throw him into the manager's, you know, into the manager's office and run. And meanwhile, Rob Thompson is somebody who played in the minor leagues for a few years. He came up through the Yankees farm system, player development director, you know, farm system guy, you know, kind of a good soldier type, not known as an analytics guy, even though he you know, crunched those numbers for years for the Phillies as the bench coach. And because of the situation with Girardi getting fired, they step in and block. There's a lot of potential managers out there like that.
Todd, right now in the middle of their hot streak, 6 in a row, 11 of 12. Everybody is playing their part. One guy in particular, I think almost every one of us had written off saying, all right, Father Time's catching up with him. He plays a grueling position. How did JT Realmuto go from a guy that looked like he needed to sit for multiple weeks to now you have to have him in there every single night?
I think the big thing for him is that leg kick. He's gotten his timing back. He talked a lot about this when he was really struggling at one point. He entered spring training trying to reduce the leg kick, and that didn't work. And then at one point, he totally got rid of the leg kick where he just had his front foot down, basically, and that didn't work. And JT basically said, forget it. Forget all of it. I got to go back to doing what I was doing best over the years. And you see that leg kick is back, the timing is down, he's hitting the ball hard again, and it's a tough thing to do, time that leg kick, but he's doing it really well right now, and I think the confidence is building, and it's really been a godsend for this lineup, you know, with Bryce out, and then, you know, you have Schwarber kind of slumping a little bit, and now you have Realmuto heating up, Castellanos is heating up, Hoskins has been playing great, Alec Bohm has been on fire for a month and a half, and an offense that maybe just a few weeks ago you're going, boy, can they survive until Bryce gets back? You're sitting there going, well, you know, maybe Bryce can, not that you want him to take an extra day, but he doesn't have to like rush back before he's ready to rejoin the lineup.
Well, speaking of Bryce Harper, we heard yesterday that he's experiencing some elbow stiffness. What should our level of concern be?
He's going to come back and play this season. So last week he said he hoped to be back around September-ish is what he said. And I took that to mean anytime the last week of August through the first week of September. So now maybe if the flexibility isn't totally back where they need it to be, maybe now we're talking more on the first week of September side. But I still wouldn't discount him coming back earlier than that, because you never know. Maybe he wakes up in a couple days and, wow, I had the flexibility back. I can go and start taking live BP. I can get in and get some rehab games and be back. Now, Gene Segura took about a week and a half worth of rehab games. Bryce knows his swing really well. Maybe he'll need less than that. So, I wouldn't be too concerned. The thing I think you could probably discount, and I don't think it's that big of a deal, is that he's probably not going to play right field this season. They stopped his throwing program, or they slowed it down, so to speak. So I think the emphasis is going to be come back as a DH some part of the final 3-4 weeks of the season.
Final question I have for you, Todd. This is a debate going on amongst Phillies fans right now. Some have jumped into the pool head first, saying I'm all in on this team. I see the schedule ahead. They control their own destiny. They're finally going to break the postseason skid. Others are saying, all right, well, look, they're beating some teams, but the biggest test is ahead when they have 7 of 10 against the Mets. Where do you fare on this debate? Should we be all in on this Phillies team or wait to see how those two series play out?
I would be all in on this team For sure. When I look at this team and I compare them to those teams that were, quote unquote, in the playoff race 2018 through last season, this team is so much better than any of those teams. I thought with those four teams, it was almost like a hope and a prayer. If everything breaks, if they can get this, all these four things straightened out, then they might have a chance to make the postseason. I think this is a legitimately good team. And yes, the Mets are outstanding. And even if the Phillies get beaten up by the Mets a little bit, they still have a very favorable schedule. There's like a 3-week stretch where they don't play after they play the Mets. They don't play a team with a winning record. So, you know, even if they go in and they play a game or two, you know, say they go 3-4 against the Mets in those seven games or 2-5, they still have plenty of time to right the ship. So I think they have got, this is a really good team. I legitimately do. And if I'm a Phillies fan, I would be all in and really looking forward to October baseball for the first time in a very, very long time, obviously.
Very long time. Todd, we got 3 weeks left in the summer. There's going to be a lot of Phillies fans spending some time on the beach. You recommend a good read?
Sure. Check out Doc, The Life of Roy Halladay.
Where can we purchase that, by the way?
You can get it anywhere books are sold. I got a little website. I can personalize it and send it out to you, buytoddzalecki.com.
Oh, very nice. Todd Zalecki does an awesome job covering the Phillies. For links to purchase the book as well as links to all things Philadelphia Phillies on Twitter at Todd Zalecki. Thanks, Todd.
Take care, guys.
All right. Well, how about that? Go. He's all in now.
He's all in. That's bad news on Harper, though. I kind of hope that.
Yeah. You thought he would play the field again?
Well, I was hoping defense. He felt better. Yeah. Even if he didn't play that, but now it seems like.
But you know the history of that type of injury. He's going to have to get surgery.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be Tommy John. I think it'll be that other thing, or whatever it's called.
Ulnaral collateral, yeah, or something.
Yeah, something. It's like a cast inside your arm or something.
Yeah.
It might be that. But that I was hoping that the rest, you know, you come back from the rest. But now with all this rest and it's still hurt, I mean, something's bad.
Yeah, something's
bad. And it's going to, you know, this is a weird team in terms of, you know, you've got some guys who really hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are just going to be pinch hitters, right?
I mean, yeah. Well,
he comes back. They've got three DHs.
Nothing wrong with that. I'll take
people.
It.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thank God they have the DH this year. You can move them in.
No one is capitalizing in all of baseball from the DH and the third wild card.
No, they get capitalized the most. And the other thing is, when you mention like Realmuto and Castellanos, isn't it weird that it was right after a lot of public criticism that the games picked up, like the vaccine thing. He didn't kind of backtracked on it a little. Like he was.
Them understanding that the fans here have a little bit more expectations after 11 years to get in the playoffs and to get your ass in gear.
They heard it.
We have to give a tip of the cap to Jim Salisbury. That became public.
Well, and his mother knew it. Not Salisbury's, but. But Castellanos' mother knew it. Remember? She said, that's my guy.
Yeah, he's back.
That's
back.
My Nicky.
We needed that,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
It
lit a fire under
yes.
him. And you've seen a different player, not just production-wise, but the
yep.
– I don't want to say he lacked effort, but you see a different level of effort now.
Yeah.
Joe's on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, Yan Yanton. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Joe. How you doing? The Phillies have won 6 in a row, 11 of 12, and I've fallen in love with their manager. He's awesome.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. If we were to better the Mets, do you remove the interim tag immediately?
Ooh, let me think about this. Hold on. So between
John
now,
John is going out to buy an engagement ring and wedding band on the same day.
How many? I got a debate on the number of carrots here.
Yes.
So Joe, so let me think about this for a moment. So other than the Mets, the Phillies will not face a team with a winning record until I think it's September 15th or 16th. Al Morgani, I'm going to toss this over to you. If the Phillies, let's say that, you know, they have 7 games against the Mets coming up. Let's say they win 5 of them. They go 5-2 against the Mets. Do you take off the interim tag from Rob Thompson?
I don't know how you can.
How you can?
Yeah. But, I mean, you have to interview, right? Is that not the rules in
Major
League
Baseball? That's
what
he said, yeah.
I mean, but there's a little handshake.
Well, that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah?
You find out about that.
Just leave it be.
Leave it be.
If they make the playoffs and say they win a round, Rob Thompson knows he's coming back.
He knows he's coming back now, probably.
Yeah, well, probably.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, why would you?
Because it would be satisfactory to me and Joe. That's why.
Well, wouldn't it give him some incentive to, you know, maybe?
I think he's got all the incentive in the world.
It points out the weaknesses of that rule.
Yes.
It's a certain situation where it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the persons are in the job.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Joe is as happy as it would make you and me. Yeah, I mean, the correct thing to do is keep the interim tag. It keeps the fire lit underneath him. He knows he's earning the job. And then come this offseason, you hear about, you know, a brand new contract for Rob Thompson, and we're all just as happy.
Yeah, and then he hires Girardi as his bench coach.
Oh, God, no.
Can I make one Eagles, yes. One Eagles point? I just would like to know where we were last year when we beat them 44-6, where we were with injuries then. I'm not so concerned about these 14-6 injuries.
Here's something I think about a lot, Joe, it hasn't been discussed much. So the Eagles turned it all around via the run game, right? And you don't think now that there's been a full off season and the doubts about Jalen Hurts that opposing teams aren't scheming by just stacking guys in the box to prevent the run, thus putting all the pressure on Hurts?
Sure, but
so
line in football.
I would agree with you that maybe without Jason Kelce week one now, from what we hear, it's possible.
Well, no, I'll tell you. I will tell you that what it seemed like when I listened to the Sirianni cut that he basically said. Well, here. Here, I will play this. When he was asked about whether or not he's going to be ready for September 11th. Here.
Okay. I don't ever put a timetable on anybody, as you guys know. We're hopeful for him. And like I said, how many 122 games in a row does he play? Yeah. If he's close, the track record says that he'll be ready to go. But I'll never put a timetable on anybody.
Yeah, and we all hope that because he did say that Cam Jurgens would be the end up being the starter at center.
Yeah, that's what Spadaro tweeted that out, that he was going to step in. So, I mean, he just seemed very confident.
Yeah, I mean, because it's Kelce. That's why we all feel that way. Joe, let me get you a spin on the prize wheel. What's a good way to relax?
Well, since I have a house on the Susquehanna River, fishing.
Ooh,
that's good.
Nice.
We got another fishing. Let's give him a spin on the wheel. We still have some awesome prize. We got a Hand and Stone gift card, a $25 gift card to BB&D.
You got the Hand and Stone gift card, $50, 50-minute massage facial Hand and Stone. Any of their 60 locations in the area, just go to handandstone.com.
Right, we got Jason from the Dirty 30, Kenny from the Dirty 30, and then you, 215-592-9494. Still a lot to get to in our final two segments. I want to clear off the prize wheel. In addition to your sports conversation, simple enough, give us a good way to relax on National Lazy Day. It's 9:19.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is that
the best kind? Thank you, Big Daddy. Al, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but a feature segment on the fastest growing overnight show.
Yes.
Self-proclaimed.
One that we carried over from the late, great Big Daddy Graham. We miss him dearly. Is Snack of the Night.
I listened to it.
Now, for this case, it'd obviously be Snack of the Morning. And during the last commercial break, we were all stumbling out in the hallway here, doing stuff during the commercial break. And because we are spoiled rotten, and because we're the Tasty Cake Studios, the fine people at Tasty Cake, that we have a display case.
We do. With
7 feet high, 4 feet wide.
Comes in and delivers every time, and John is all over him.
He's a great guy.
What do you got?
No, he's very nice. And last week, I had mentioned him, do you have that brand new Tasty Cake item? And he said, I meant to bring it, but I'll make sure I bring it next week.
What new item?
Well, the new item, which is my snack of the morning, is the Tasty Cake Chocolate Chip Mini Bundt Cake.
Looks very cool.
Bundt?
Yeah, you know what a Bundt cake is. Like the little, you ever make a Bundt cake, Al?
No, I've never made a
cake. Al, I've made Bundt cakes. When I bring you in the lemon cake?
Yeah, it's a Bundt cake. It's a Bundt cake.
Oh, nice.
Well, this is it's a chocolate cake with chocolate chips in it, Al. It's right up your alley. It's double chocolate.
Nice.
And they come in packs of four, and they're individually wrapped, and it's a brand new Tasty Cake item. And I have been dying to have these because the only thing better than chocolate is double chocolate. Now, so if I could, let me rip this bad boy open. Let me sample some brand new. Now they're
show it to me. I want to see how what the size
nice
of it is.
And
the little ones.
They're little ones. Yeah,
cool looking.
They're like a snack pack type of deal. Al. Oh, the smell right there. That delicious chocolate. I mean, I don't know.
Double chocolate.
The chocolate
right
chip.
You got the chocolate chips mixed in there. A nice, it's a moist chocolate.
See, I couldn't have that without a glass of milk.
Well,
now is a Bundt because of the shape,
assume,
right?
Yes, the shape,
just
correct.
The shape of it?
Yeah, it's the shape of it. They make the molds, the pans, that you can make a Bundt cake in.
I have them in all different kinds of, styles. Go a little crazy.
This is a delightful item.
It's a good addition to the lineup.
It is a good addition. In fact, wait a minute.
So how many in a package there?
There are four.
There
are four in a pack. Al, if I can make the leap, number one for me has always been the peanut butter candy cake.
Yeah, that's hard to...
Right underneath that is the crimpet. I may be prepared to make the leap.
Really?
This may be number three.
You don't have lemon pie in your top five?
I don't. Well, here's the thing. There's 25 Tasty Cake items. So it's in the top 10, but anything peanut butter on it, I'm going to eat, which is always going to be my favorite. After that...
Now, is the Bundt cake always the double chocolate, or is it...
I don't know. This is a brand new item. Mm-hmm. It says right on the box, brand new.
Oh.
The chocolate chip mini Bundt cakes. Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to consume some of these while we take some phone calls, if that's all right with you.
Go ahead.
And the Tasty Cake Mini Bundt Cakes is my snack of the morning. Thank you so much to the fine people at Tasty Cake. Let's head back to the phones. Jason from the Dirty 30s on WIP. How you doing, Jason?
Good morning, crew.
Morning, Jason.
I want to start by saying that I have Philly fever.
There you go.
There we go. You're all in on the Phillies, much like I am. Jason, when we go from a manager like Joe Girardi, who was very stern all the time and made many questionable decisions, to see the polar opposite in Rob Thompson and to see it leading to success, I mean, my goodness, there's nothing more fun than watching this team right now.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't wait to watch them every day, you know, and hopefully we win the seventh straight today.
Mm-hmm.
And also I wanted to talk about the Eagles.
Okay.
I don't understand why Jason Kelce didn't get it taken care of during the offseason.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have to look into that, Jason. Nick Sirianni just spoke. I don't know if he was posed that question at all. But, Al, it is very interesting. I mean, I assume that it was the player who probably said, hey, you know,
I can get through it.
Probably something like
one
that.
One more year. I don't want another surgery if I don't have to.
Right. Trying to see if he can play through it and then, you know, maybe he won't need surgery, but apparently it got to the point where he needed to have some type of procedure. Jason, I will say I'm a little concerned that although it's being called routine, they can't give an exact timetable and they're assuming he'll be back for week one simply because he's Jason Kelce. If he cannot play week one, the rookie Cam Jurgens will be starting behind center. I have all the hope in the world for this second round pick.
He would have been at center.
Yeah, he would have been cagier about it, I think, Sirianni.
Yeah. You think so?
They're presuming, assuming. They're just, it sounds like, I mean, if you bet this, the odds would be 100 to 1. Yeah.
You would assume that Kelce would be back.
And
you'd
so
lose
why,
money on
and
the
so
bet.
Why not over the last two, three weeks of training camp get Jurgens all of the reps he can get in case he needs to come in for a game or two?
Ooh, that's interesting.
It's not, you know. And by the way, Mailata, Berman just tweeted, Mailata and Dillard are both practicing.
Oh, good.
Today, so.
Back out of that concussion protocol. Yeah, Jason, it is a very interesting question. I mean, he's been wearing that brace for, my goodness, like a season and a half now. And he waited till, you know, a month before the season to get a procedure done. And, well, either way, hopefully he'll be back. Jason, let me get you a spin on the wheel. How do you relax, Jason?
Of course. How about going swimming?
Going swimming is a delightful way. Number 11.
Keith Jones' car. The only one left on the wheel.
We have two prizes on the wheel. Only two? Do we have number three. We gave away the gift card to B&B Beverages?
Yeah, we only have one.
We're only one away? Ooh, we got a Phillies vintage bobblehead. Kenny from the Dirty 30. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about the Phillies real quick. I just got back from Canton, Ohio. We were out at the Hall of Fame for our annual reunion of the fans. We were in the parade. We did a ton of charity work. It's a very inspirational weekend out there. And we inducted 14 new fans from across the country. And one of them was our friend Katie Luizzo, who is the new Eagle fan inducted.
Oh, that's
awesome. And I want to congratulate her.
That's awesome. Now, Kenny, when you were there and you had all these festivities, I assume you took in Dick Vermeil's induction as well?
I just want to tell you this. In the souvenir stand, Dick Vermeil stuff sold out in 2 days. if you showed up on Saturday or Sunday, there was nothing left to get at Dick Vermeil.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's how popular he was. I mean, everybody else still had stuff, but Dick's was gone. Everybody loves him across the country. He's just, you know, he coached in three places, and he's just, Dick, if you're listening, you're a true gentleman, and it couldn't have went to a better person, and congratulations.
Wow, that's awesome. Kenny, I'm glad you had a great time. What'd you have on the Phillies?
It drives me absolutely crazy with such an educated fan base that we have in Philadelphia. When people say, oh, they're only playing good because of who they're playing. Guess what, people? The Mets and the Braves had to play the same people. When the Mets got after that hot start, they were playing all those cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to play them. And this is when the Mets and the Braves now have those hard teams that we got to play first. We're all playing the same schedule. So stop with this. Everybody, stop with this. It's just who you're playing right now. All right? This is our turn to play the cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
We
That's
had
right.
that hard schedule in the beginning. Now's our time to catch up with everybody. And we're going to make the playoffs because now we're getting hot when we're playing the crappy teams. I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Kenny, what do you think about Rob Thompson? I proclaim my love for this man, and Al's thinking I'm going overboard. Rhea's kind of getting squeamish about it. I love everything this guy's saying, and obviously the winning helps.
Well, it doesn't matter what you say, what Rhea says. The players are responding. Look how much they love him.
Mm-hmm.
Look how much fun they're having. Did you see that dance last night that Segura and Hoskins did after his home run?
Oh, yeah, that was very cool. That was quite choreographed.
It was, but
Wait, I missed this. What happened?
After Segura hit his home run and he came into the dugout, Hoskins went to congratulate him and they did some kind of dance and then high-fived. It was, like I said, it was very choreographed.
A lot of team camaraderie there.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah. Segura looked great and he has rhythm and Hoskins looks like a white guy.
True.
Yes.
Kenny, always a pleasure, man. 215.
I always like to Elliot,
we have an Elliot tweet?
We have an Elliot tweet on Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't really thrilled with yesterday's, said they didn't go deep at all. Okay, Jalen Hurts with a really nice 30-yard throw to A.J. Brown for a touchdown in the 7-on-7s. Next play, another 30-yard touchdown to Zach Pascal. There you go.
They're opening it up. The intermediate to long passes are coming. That's been the one chief complaint by all those covering the team, or observation, I should say, that most of the passes are dink and dunks. There's been next to no intermediate passing. Oh, now, now this is good stuff. Now I'm starting to get excited. 215-592-9494 in our final segment. We're going to run through as many calls as possible. It is a prize wheel Wednesday. I would love to clear the board and win you a prize. Easy way to do it. Give us a way that you relax. It's National Lazy Day. Also on the other side, we got our hot seat. Who's on the hot seat? And Al, a lovely story about a former player who used to be a star in Philadelphia. Hmm. Now he's public enemy number one, and he's being used as a pun on dating apps. WIP Sports Time is 9:37.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 9:42, final segment of the WIP Morning Show. A lot to squeeze in before we get out of here, including the hot seat. Dan Wilson is in for Ava Graham this morning. Dan, let me see. Who could possibly be on the hot seat? Could be any number of Eagles. I don't think a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. What do we got?
John, I am very happy that you and I are specifically here on this day because it's almost a Seinfeld dream come true, I should say, to do this hot seat. Because today, Keith Hernandez is on the Xfinity X1 hot seat. The Phillies and Mets square off this weekend for the first of two series in the next few weeks between these NL East rivals. However, Keith Hernandez has absolutely no interest in fulfilling his usual broadcast duties on SNY during any of these games.
I hate doing Philly games, so I guess they gave me to get the series off.
You hate doing Philly games?
Oh, because they never seem to disappoint. I mean, over the years, now they're hot right now, but I would like to see them. But, as far as fundamentally and defensively, the Phillies have always been just, not up to it.
The Phillies are currently a playoff team who have won 9 of their last 10. Hernandez officially wins the Old Man of the Year award for still having a stick up his butt about this team's lack of fundamental defense, which, by the way, hindered this team way earlier in the season. And allow me to propose a new theory. This has absolutely nothing to do with the 2022 Phillies. Hernandez has been searching for a reason to escape the hometown ball club that has haunted him for years because, as everyone remembers, the most costly error of his career came against the Fightins.
June 14th, 1987. Mets, Phillies, were enjoying a beautiful afternoon in the right field stands when a crucial Hernandez error opens the door to a 5-run Phillies ninth, cost the Mets the game.
Our day was ruined.
All in all, I'm very glad he said this. The Mets-Phillies rivalry hasn't reached its potential in years, and anything to stir the pot up a little bit is totally fine with me. As for Keith, this weirdo can continue to complain about one of the hottest teams in baseball and ask people he barely knows to help him move. As for the city of Philadelphia, well, I think Kramer and Newman said it best.
I hate Keith Hernandez. Hate him.
I despise him.
Hot seat.
Outstanding.
Well done, Dan Wilson. How about that? Everything always reverts back to Seinfeld, doesn't it, Dan?
Of course, everything. Every last thing.
Everything in life. And now, if I may say so.
What is it?
Keith Hernandez is kind of a boob.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what he is. I mean, the gall to make that statement, knowing it's heard by one and all.
And to not, if he's trying to joke, to not make it in any way clear that you're joking.
Yeah, exactly. He's not joking. No. He wasn't joking.
It's on now, Al.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of the rivalry, wait till they come to town. Even if Keith Hernandez isn't here.
You think that coward will change his mind?
I hate doing Philly games.
I love it. It's awesome.
All right.
That by saying that, he's acknowledging the Phillies are relevant.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, not in his own mind.
No,
he sees them as a double-A team still.
If he thought that way, then he wouldn't even bring it up.
You're right.
It's no.
He hates going to Philly. They always find a way.
And he remembers what the Phillies did to them in 07. Was that? When they chased him down.
Still, yeah, it was 07. Yeah, well,
or actually they fell apart.
Well, either way, they fell apart sounds a lot better in this case. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Dan. We'll check in with you at the end of the show and do a wrap. I have one other story I'd like to share with you, Al Morgani. Maybe you can relate to this. I'm not so sure. Ben Simmons has been circulating in the news yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, Shams Charania defended him. They also share the same agent, so that doesn't really matter. But there was a very infamous story now that is circulating that in a team meeting, a Zoom meeting prior to Game 4, the Brooklyn Nets were swept.
Group text.
But after Game 3, and they were eventually swept in 4 games by the Celtics, someone had asked Ben Simmons if he was going to play in Game 4, if he could return for Game 4.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything.
What do you mean?
He left the chat. He said nothing at all.
Kevin Durant going, everybody? What the hell am I playing? Who am I playing with here?
And Kevin Durant responded with, these are the guys I'm playing with? which is we're trying to figure out all these reasons that he wants out of Brooklyn. By the way, he's currently vacationing in London with James Harden, in case anybody's wondering.
Well, they were at the Travis Scott thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're hanging out together despite, this is... Heard rumors, nobody wants to play with James Harden. They hate each other.
Maybe
no,
it was Kyrie.
Perhaps it was Kyrie all along. with Ben Simmons in mind, and I think this is just lovely. So, Al, are you familiar with, Tinder and Bumble? They're apps. They're dating apps.
I know they're apps. I'm not from, I mean, I'm...
I know, you're not on them, but you know what they are.
I know
what
they are, yeah.
Well, there's, Tinder. As each app comes out, there's a more modernized one, kind of a 2.0 version.
Yeah.
One of the newer ones, which is a newer generation, is called Hinge.
Hinge?
Hinge. And when you put together your own profile, which has a picture, and you can put a description of yourself, there's a certain area that you can, it's kind of a fill in the blank.
Right.
And it starts off, dating me is like, you fill in the rest.
Dating me is like.
Right, and you fill in the rest.
Okay.
So I'm looking at one. This is courtesy of Colleen on Twitter. And it reads the following. This is a person who's seeking a relationship. We'll just say his first name is Rodney. Dating me is like being a teammate of Ben Simmons.
What?
I won't play any games with you.
Okay. That's outstanding.
It's awesome. I like that.
The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, who are always fun on their social media, somebody in their game hit a home run.
Yeah.
And their social media person tweeted out, that ball left quicker than Ben Simmons in a group chat. He's become a meme and a punchline.
You know, Al, you think Hinge is a swinger site?
I would be on Unhinged.
Can I pose a...
Can I tell you it's called the dating app designed to be deleted? I don't really understand what that means.
Al, hypothetical.
Yes.
You're a single man.
Yeah.
You know, in today, I'm going to check out one of these sites. I'm going to go on
Hinged.
You get to fill out the blank here. You get to fill in the blank when you're putting up your profile. You got a fine picture of Al Morgani. You get to...
Boy, you are the strangest...
What? Hold, let me finish. Al Morgani, when closing out your profile, you have to finish the sentence.
What is it?
Dating me is like.
I wouldn't know how to finish it. I don't know.
Come see my trunk.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know what you would put?
I would have no idea.
Oh, this is this is upsetting.
Is like not going to happen.
There you go.
It's like Ben Simmons.
That.
I won't close the deal.
What the hell? Well, you are so bizarre.
I'm just, wondering. You're usually pretty good with this stuff.
You are just beyond bizarre. Dating apps, this, that.
Well, I'm sorry. Is this not relevant to our conversation?
If you had a dating app, you would be like Ben Simmons in that you had no shot.
That's a good one. Bill and Sewell's on WIP. How you doing, Bill?
All right, John. I just want to follow up on something you said about Thompson compared
to
Girardi.
Absolutely.
It was a doubleheader this year, earlier when Thompson was there. And in the first game, he used like a lot of relievers. And then in the between games, he was asked, what's he going to do in the second game? Because I'll worry about the second game when I get there. I'll win just win the first game.
Right.
Now, as it was, the second game, they came out and scored like 6 or 7 runs in the first or second inning. And that took care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately liked him, that he was there to win those games, immediate games, rather than Girardi worried about September.
Right. I understand, Bill, you play 162 games. There are moments where you absolutely have to look ahead because it's such a grueling schedule. Having said that, when you are going through week after week and it's costing you games because you're looking ahead as opposed to in the now, I mean, that was one of the many undoings of Joe Girardi. But, Bill, I know that Rob Thompson seems very simplistic with a lot of the things that he says. But something as small and what may appear to be inconsequential to someone like Al Morganti, when he says, my father always told me, focus on the now and tomorrow will take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, that's just it's uplifting because it's common sense and you never heard that from the prior manager.
Right. And he seems more focused on the game. His head's not in the binder all game after game.
He's going with a lot of gut feel and getting to know his players as opposed to by the book.
Right. You always see him on the top step, staring, watching the game.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Bill, I would love to get you a spin on the wheel. What's a good way? Okay. What do you do to relax?
I like to sit out in the patio with a beer and watching the Phillies game on a laptop.
Oh, the old. See, that's become a big trend now, Al.
Mm-hmm.
To sit outside with a tablet or a laptop. Number 10.
Hard.
To sit out there with a laptop or a piece of electronics, not a TV, and watch the game. Outdoors on like a patio.
Well,
that wasn't always the case.
A lot of people last week had to do it because it was the Apple.
Yeah, the
game,
Apple.
Right?
So you just listen on the radio.
And I got to say, much as some people think it's a hardship, but man, that
the
TV
graphics,
picture is,
yeah.
I mean, it is really.
The Apple TV one, it's very good.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
yeah,
far more crisp.
The announcing isn't great, but the view.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah, a lot of times streaming services, they could, you know, the focus on the quality. Is a vast difference from using a cable line. Tony and Ben Salem's on WIP. How you doing, Tony?
Good, guys. How you making out?
I'm doing good. Talk to me about the Phillies. They've won 6 in a row, 11 of 12. They control their own destiny when it comes to the postseason.
Well, that's the key. They control everything at this point. But I want to touch base with something that Rhea said a little while ago with the Hernandez thing. I think she was spot on as far as his knowledge of the Phillies at this point. I think there's just a general hatred that he has.
Yeah,
I think it's just genuine. It's genuine, and that's what it is. And that's why he said what he said. He got himself in a pickle now, man. He can't go back.
Well, he's got to show up now.
Yeah, you're right. He has to show up now. You're right. But, Tony, the level of hatred that goes into you working into your contract that you don't want to be the color analyst when they play the Phillies, that's unreal.
But you understand? That's what I mean, the level of hatred. He's not thinking clearly. He just reacted. He didn't know what – if he goes back, I bet you right now he's sitting there saying, man, I should have not done that. He should have not gave the fire back to the Phillies.
Does he have his own social media account? I bet you he does. I imagine Keith Hernandez does. He does? He does have a social media account. Oh, wait, hold on a minute. Tony, maybe we'll get a statement from him today and he'll appear at Citizens Bank Park.
Could you imagine?
Oh, no, I can't imagine. That would be awesome.
Well, I wonder if this is new. It says his tweets are protected.
He locked his account?
Because he's got 115,000 followers. I guarantee you that happened last night.
Tony, he's a coward.
Maybe Kramer's trying to get a hold of him. Get on his nerve.
Tony, let me give you a spin on the wheel. What's a good way to relax?
Nothing but sitting on the beach, looking out over the ocean in your favorite chair.
All right, let's just hanging out on the beach. One final spin.
This
we need
it.
Number
this is
12.
For the vintage Keith Jones autograph card.
We got close. We cleared off 11 of the 12 prizes. The only one we were unable to do was the Philadelphia Phillies vintage bobblehead. All right, Mr. Dan Wilson, let's do a wrap.
All right. We discussed many things on today's show, including the Phillies extending their win streak to 6 games, the Eagles' practice injuries, and Keith Hernandez's refusal to call Mets-Phillies games on SNY. Our line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good, and this might be the first time in the history of this show that it's courtesy of a caller's toilet.
Since 2011, this might be the most excited I've been about a Phillies team.
Absolutely.
I still can't believe that. My God. Al, he flushed the toilet. He was on the throne.
Yeah, he was listening to us.
He had pants down talking to us on the phone. All right.
The final read on our Twitter question is brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Keith Hernandez is...
I need the number one.
Number one, 74% say all of the above.
Yes!
A coward, an elitist, and a loser.
Absolutely he is. Thanks to Dan Wilson. Brilliant job. Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes, producer Joseph A. Wechter Jr. I'll be back on the greatest overnight show ever tonight. Angelo back tomorrow. I know it was a great show, but just remind me how great it was.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.